Ferris? Tom!
What's the matter?
Oh, it's Ferris.
What? What's wrong?
What's wrong? For Christ's sake, look at him, honey.
Ferris?
He doesn't have a fever, but he says his stomach hurts and he's seeing spots.
What's the matter, Ferris?
Papa?
Honey, feel his hands. They're cold and clammy.
I'm fine. I get up.
No!
No!
I have a test today.
No!
I have to take it. I want to go to a good college so I can have a fruitful life.
Honey, you're not going to school like this now.
Oh, fine. What's this? What's his problem?
He doesn't feel well.
Yeah, right. Dry that one out, you can fertilize the lawn.
Jeannie? Is that you? Jeannie? I can't see that far. Jeannie? Jeannie, I...
Bite the big one, Junior.
Thank you, Jeannie. You get to school.
Wait, you're letting him stay home? I can't believe this. If I was bleeding out my eyes, you guys would make me go to school. This is so unfair.
Jeannie, please don't be upset with me. You have your health. Be thankful.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
That's it. I want out of this family.
I'm okay. I'll just sleep. Maybe I'll have an aspirin around noon.
Now listen, I'm showing some houses to that family from Vermont today, so I'll be in the area now. My office will know just where I am if you need me, okay?
Okay.
I'll check on you too, pal.
It's nice to know that I have such loving, caring parents. You're both very special people.
Now you get better, Pumpkin.
Okay, Pumpkin.
I'll be home at 6 sharp. If you need anything, call.
Anything.
I love you, sweetie.
Me.
Call if you need us.
They bought it. Incredible. One of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second. How could I possibly be expected to handle school on a day like this? This is my 9th sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably gonna have to barf up a lung. So I better make this one count. The key to faking out the parents is the clammy hands. It's a good non-specific symptom. I'm a big believer in it. A lot of people will tell you that a good phony fever is a dead lock, but you get a nervous mother, you could wind up in a doctor's office. That's worse than school. You fake a stomach cramp, and when you're bent over, moaning and wailing, you lick your palms. It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. I do have a test today. That wasn't bullshit. It's on European socialism. I mean, really, what's the point? I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car. I recall Central Park in fall. How you tore your dress, what a mess, I confess. It's not that I condone fascism, or any ism for that matter. Isms, in my opinion, are not good. A person should not believe in an ism, he should believe in himself. I quote John Lennon, "I don't believe in Beatles, I just believe in me." A good point there. After all, he was the walrus. I could be the walrus. I'd still have to bum rides off of people.
No, how are you?
Fine. May I come in a minute?
Yes, of course. Please do.
I just come over to thank you for saying those nice things to us the other night.
Oh, no, please.
Poor Terry. We thought maybe we failed her some way. Though her note made it crystal clear we hadn't. She'll never know how helpful it was in such a shock moment. So I do thank you. Roman does, too. Roman's the hubby.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah. Well, she was cremated yesterday. Now we gotta forget and go on. It won't be easy with only children of her own. You have any?
No, we don't.
Well, there you go. Oh, that's nice. Look how you put the table in. Isn't that interesting?
I saw it in a magazine.
Oh, my, nice picture. Oh, that's nice. Where is that? That's the TV room?
Well, only temporarily. It's going to be a nursery.
Oh, you're pregnant?
No, not yet. I hope to be as soon as we're settled.
Wonderful. Well, you're young and healthy. You'll have lots of children.
We plan to have three.
I didn't see what you did to this apartment. The woman had it before was a dear friend of mine.
I know. Terry told me.
Oh, did she? You two had some long talks together in the laundry room.
Only one.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it looks so much brighter. Will you pick a chair like that?
I'm not sure, really. I think about $200.
What does your hubby do?
He's an actor.
I knew it. I said it to Roman yesterday. He's so good looking. What movies was he in?
No movies. He was in two plays called Luther and Nobody Loves an Albatross, and a lot of television and radio.
Listen, Rosemary. I got a 2-inch thick sirloin steak sitting defrosting right this minute. When you and Guy come over to have supper with us tonight, what do you say?
Oh, no, we couldn't.
Why not?
No, really, that's very kind of you.
Listen, it'll be a real help to us. First night we'll be alone since.
Are you sure it wouldn't be too much trouble for you?
Oh, honey, if it was trouble, I wouldn't ask you.
All right, you go ahead and count on us. I'll have to check with Guy, though.
Listen, you tell him I won't take no for an answer. Oh, here's your mail. Now, Ed.
Thank you.
Everybody stay overnight. gonna make me a song. Switch on your electric light. Then we can get down to what is really wrong.
It's alive.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack. And I thought me and Qui-Gon Jin could talk the Federation into maybe cutting them a little slack. But their response, it didn't thrill us. They locked the doors and tried to kill us. We escaped from that gas, then met Jar Jar and Boss Nass. We took a bongo from the scene and we went to feed to see the queen. We all wound up on Tatooine. That's where we found this boy. Oh my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Did you know this junkyard slave isn't even old enough to shave? But he can use the force, they say. Do you see him hitting on the queen? Though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday. Jedi. Now we finally got to Coruscant. The Jedi Council we knew would want to see how good the boy could be. So we took him there and we told the tale how his midichlorians were off the scale and he might fulfill that prophecy. Of course, could he bring balance to the force? They interviewed the kid. Oh, training they forbid, because Yoda sensed in him much fear. And Qui-Gon said, now listen here, just stick it in your pointy ear. I still will teach this boy. He was singing, my, my, guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We caught a ride back to Naboo, 'cause Queen Amidala wanted to. I frankly would have liked to stay. We all fought in that epic war, and it wasn't long at all before little Hotshot flew his plane and saved the day. And in the end, some Gungans died, some ships blew up and some pilots fried. A lot of folks were croaking, the battle droids were broken. And the Jedi I admire most met up with Darth Maul and now he's toast. Well, I'm still here and he's a ghost. I guess I'll train this boy. And I was singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. Soon I'm gonna be a Jedi. We were singing, my, my, this here Anakin guy. Maybe Vader someday later, now he's just a
small fry. And he left his home and kissed his mommy goodbye, saying, soon I'm gonna be a Jedi.
Do you smell what the Rock is cooking? Introducing first, from Miami, Florida, weighing 275 pounds, the World Wrestling Federation champion, The Rock!
What an athlete! The WWF champion.
The Rock says, the Rock says,
I'm telling you, it's good to be the king,
the Rock says,
but it's got to be great to be the Rock.
The Rock says, the Rock says,
the Rock, the number one man in this business. And the reason is over his shoulder, the WWF title. And even you got to admit, JR, it looks so good over the shoulder. He's the epitome of a champion. He's the kind of man you would want representing your organization. Not some beer-swilling, finger-giving idiot like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Admit it, JR.
Well, that's your opinion. No doubt The Rock is a gifted athlete. An amazing, amazing specimen.
Our third-generation star in WWF history. Uh-oh. Oh, what a matchup this is going to be.
Austin wins!
The Rock! 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 The
like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands. Through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more ashes to ashes, no more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation I tell a dead man how to die. Deserts down
Wrestling. We have a great card in store for you, and we've got a tremendous crowd here at the arena. Right here,
boy,
of course,
this is exciting, huh?
Ric Flair, Roddy Piper.
I guess the whole world knows now that the greatest wrestler in the whole entire wide world comes right out of the Mid-Atlantic area. And Roddy Piper and I are glad to be here, brother.
We got more things going than you're ever going to see before. I got Valentine. All of a sudden, Valentine's being real brave. All of a sudden, he comes out here. He's sounding like Elmer Fudd. He's stuttering. He's staring. He's at the hood, the hood. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. You see, Harley Race is running around. But all of a sudden, what we've got is a whole bunch of matches put together. And you're going to find out something, boys. It's a heck of a lot easier to jump on us than it is to jump off. Because I got my friend here. Woo!
I'll tell you one thing right here. I guess the whole world better know this, too. That Piper and Flair have formed a pact, and where there's trouble, we won't be hard to find. Yeah. Harley Race, you can look at this summer and call it the endless summer, brother, because I'm going to catch up with you, Harley. It's going to be right here on my side of the world, and I'm going to take the world title back home where it belongs.
Where'd you go?
Love for anyone who needs a inner innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Swirling ions from the stars, streaming down onto the earth. From a galaxy like ours, manifested in her birth, child of the universe, giving freely of herself. Purity of truth rehearsed, leaving man her cosmic well. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, floating in a sea of madness, reaching for the heights of gladness. Or did she exist? Vision of an untouched grace, walking gaily through the sun. No one else could take her place, nor the work that she'd begun. Love for anyone who needs her, innocence is all that feeds her. Rolling through the mist, knowing what is understanding, patience that is undemanding. Or did she exist?
Make me come in and get you. The game's over!
You're out of bullets.
Yeah.
you know what that means. You're shit out of luck.
Another hit attempt by Gennaro? Does it have anything to do with the Deadpool case? We're gonna try something that we never tried before until right now. Now when you hear this on the record, I put a lot of symphony to it and a lot of shit, and I'll be lucky if I can remember the words. I haven't played it in a long time, we'll see. We'll do a couple as intros, all right?
Don't refrain.
Rogers end up walking in the cold November rain. Do you need some time on your own? Do you need some time all alone? Ooh, everybody needs some time on their own. Ooh, don't you know you need some time all alone? I know it's hard even open heart when even friends keep out the heart. But if you can feel a broken heart, wouldn't time be out to charm you? Nothing lasts forever.